everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. This is episode number 187, and I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra. We have Dr. Dan Pompa on the line, of course, our resident cellular healing specialist. And today we have a very exciting episode for you guys, and we're going to be delving into the world of phototherapy. We haven't really talked about this on Cellular Healing TV yet, and it's a very unique tool that we can use to improve our cellular health, and it's a lot of different benefits. We have two phototherapy experts on the show today, Scott and Justin, and they are from a company called Juve, and we're going to hear all about their product and why it's different than a lot of other light therapy devices out there. But before we dig into to the show and the discussion and learning more about light therapy, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Justin and Scott. So Scott Nelson is the impetus and energy that initially set Juve in motion. As head of commercialization, his ability to metabolize information quickly makes him an irreplaceable asset to the company. Prior to co-founding Juve, Scott spent his entire professional career in leadership positions with some of the largest medical device companies in the world, including Medtronic, Covidien, Boston Scientific, and C.R. Bard. Scott is best friends with his wife and soulmate, Liz, and loves spending time with his four kids. Fun fact of Scott is in his spare time, Scott is also the co-founder or also the host of MedSider Radio, a top-ranked medical device podcast. Fun fact. And next on to Justin, who's also the co-founder of Juve. Not just any man can take his wife's dream and make it a reality. This is one of the reasons why Justin is such a special part of the Juve team. His affinity for process and extreme attention to detail is why Juve is lucky to have him as head of research and development. Prior to inventing and developing the Juve Light, Justin spent his career as an engineer managing design and development teams. He considers himself blessed to share life with his high school sweetheart, Melissa, and their six children. Together, they share the passion for bringing health and wellness to the world. And Justin's fun fact is that he can play drums and trumpet like nobody's business. No. All right. Awesome. We are so excited to have you guys on the show. Justin and Scott, welcome to Cellular Healing TV.
Excellent. Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, look, I guess I should really start with the story about how I ended up with a Juve Light and absolutely love it. You know, I mean, my study obviously is the cell and, you know, the mitochondria. And I would have to say this, you know, this product really is an amazing biohack for the mitochondria, you know. And it's, you know, the science has been something, it's been a passion of mine for the last year or so. And I have to credit Joe Mercola because, you know, he was on it before me. Now, he always says I was on it before him, and we share and we get mad at each other when we don't tip each other off ahead of time. But he tipped me off about this, okay? So I can't blame him on this because he said, Dan, you got to get one of these Juve Lights. And, you know, he, of course, you know, talked about the frequency, the power of it, et cetera. I mean, yeah, this is the one. And, you know, Joe tells me to get a lot of things, right? So it wasn't on the top of my radar. And then something happened, right? I have a client that has really probably the hardest autoimmune skin condition that I've seen. And at one point, you know, we had her cleared up completely, and then other stressors come into her life again. And, you know, it was back. Well, anyways, bottom line is she ends up with a Juve Light and transformed her skin. So after that email, it was like, okay, you know, I've got to jump deeper into this, right? It was one thing reading data and clinical studies, et cetera, but it was another thing because I knew this case, right? And how hard it was. Well, you know, it transformed her life. And then I got one. And I'll tell you, man, I am in front of that thing, you know, most days, like twice a day. So it's been really amazing. I'll tell you a story that just happened yesterday. Meredith, you know Hank Williams. He's one of my doctors that I train. He actually just got a kidney transplant, and he's staying with us. You know, we're kind of helping him along. And he was having a really bad day yesterday. And I said, man, I've been telling you to get in front of this Juve Light. So I put him in front of the Juve Light. And he immediately, I'm telling you, it was within 10 minutes, he felt completely different. I mean, it turned his day, you know. So, I mean, that's the power, you know, of what can happen and affect the mitochondria and therefore energy. We're going to get into the science. But, you know, the bottom line is I am a believer. Matter of fact, I'm just going to show people this right at the top of the show. I wish I could drag my computer in there, but let's see if we can show that. There's the Juve Light. Okay, now hold on. There's me standing in front of the Juve Light. So, it was funny because the first time I turned it on, my 13-year-old was there, right? And I hung it. It's pretty easy to put in. You can just hang it from a door, right? And that's in my bathroom. And I turned the switch on. It was like, boom. It was probably like the eclipse that's going to happen, right? And anyways, it was like this, you know, and he's like, oh. He looked right into it. I says, I'm pretty sure you can actually look into this. And and of course, my wife, Marilee's emailing you. Can you look into this thing? Because you may have blinded my son. But actually, it's good for the eyes. But anyway, so that was just a funny experience. Okay, so let's jump right into why I think that, you know, this should be a part, especially today. I think your product is more, has more importance today with the epidemic of why people are getting sick. I mean, we talk about light, we talk about different frequencies. You know, why is this product so important? Yes, that stems into how you got into it. So maybe I should just start there. How did you get into this, and why is it so? Why do I feel like everybody should have this product?
Sure. Well, I think it really starts with just the incredible role that light plays in overall health. Right now, in the winters in Minneapolis, my wife was really trying to find a body that you could be getting vitamin D and light during winters. And as you can imagine, in the northern Minnesota area, you don't get a whole lot of sunlight or exposure to sun during the winter. So that's what really led her to look into this to start with. And it really led us down a path of digging into the science and really being floored with the amount of research that has already been conducted. I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds of published studies. Mm-hmm. And so with the studies and the research that has proven the different health benefits from really a wide range of different health conditions. You know, you mentioned different skin or autoimmune diseases. It's pretty incredible the benefits that can be that can really help anyone. So I think in today's day and age, so many of us are really separated from the energy and light that we're meant to be exposed to from the sun. Whether it's just our daily schedules or where we live or the climate. So I think for those reasons, it's something that really everybody can add to their routine and really benefit from.
Yeah. Well, you've got the engineer there, Justin, here. So, you can take your word on this more than mine. You know, this has been a study of mine over the last year. But, we've had Jack Cruz on. Meredith Wright, who have talked about light, and I think a lot of our viewers and listeners were kind of blown away. Wow, light matters that much. And we talked about the regular lights in homes, overwhelming blue light, staring at screens, overwhelming blue light in buildings most of the day with an imbalance of light. Is that one of the reasons why this technology is making such an impact in people?
Yeah, I'm convinced that it really is. The way that we live today is radically different from the way we lived, even 20 years ago before the advent of really computers and the internet age. And now, everybody has their own iPad and a cell phone. And as you mentioned, we're constantly being bombarded by blue light and EMFs, and all those things really cause an electrical strain on our systems. And by being able to expose ourselves to an intense dosage of the right wavelengths of light, we're really able to help counteract those effects and provide a boost of energy for our cells. And so that's one of the things that we really focused on designing our device for, is looking at the research, looking at the critical wavelengths that are the most beneficial for mitochondrial health and the cytochrome C oxidase and helping that enzyme to be more efficient so that you can have restore cellular function so that you're getting the ATP production, which results in a whole host of different benefits. So that's really what we're aiming for.
Yeah, and I want to bring out the benefits. You mentioned there's many studies, and I've been through probably very few of the hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of studies on this. But let's talk about the benefits, because I don't want to lose people in the beginning of the show. There's so many benefits that people are going to attach to. Ladies, this is a real deal. My wife would never do Botox. So when I read her things about what it does for collagen, activating collagen, she was that was it for her. She won't miss a day. right? But there's other things that excited me, you know, what it does in the mitochondria. I already spoke about that, but just line out the benefits. And guys out there, athletes, Ben Greenfield, you know, one of my best friends, I was just with him last week. We were biking, right? It's like, you know, both of us were like, you know, hey, we want to spend time in front of our Juve. It raises testosterone, shortens recovery time. That's why Ben, myself, you know, we're addicted to it. But anyways, talk about the benefits.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole host of them. And I think, you know, Dr. Pompa, you've been banging on this drum for a long time, the concept of cellular healing. And that's what these types of wavelengths that are delivered from our device with the right intensity, that's what you're doing in a sense, is you're healing your cells, you're restoring that normal cellular function, which I think is going to be, you know, you would probably know this more so than I, is going to become that much more important in the coming years, you know, with folks like yourself, and you mentioned Dr. Mercola sort of, you know, continuing to promote the advantages of cellular healing. But specific to our device and the both the red and the near infrared wavelengths, and I'm sure we'll get into these specific wavelengths, but there's a whole host of benefits. You mentioned skin health. That's probably what most people think of right away, is increased collagen, you know, and the byproducts of that, reduced wrinkles, you know, the fading of scars, the fading of stretch marks, et cetera. All great benefits, but you know, the benefits go well beyond that. And so, you know, guys like Ben Greenfield that are, you know, competitive athletes, they've noticed significant increases in muscle recovery, reduced joint pain, you know, from some, you know, potential injuries, increased testosterone. You know, we recorded we were down at with Aubrey Marcus, about a month ago or so. And I know he's a big fan of it for that specific reason, but increased testosterone, reduced joint pain, increased muscle recovery, increased collagen. The lists literally go so broad, and you can probably imagine we get a lot of inbound requests from our customers. And sometimes, you know, we encourage people that even if you don't necessarily want to go that deep with the science, go check out our reviews, and you can hear, you know, people from such a wide variety of backgrounds, in their own words, speaking to, you know, what they've been healed from with the Pacific Light. So, the benefits are pretty broad and pretty wide.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to, you know, dive too hard into science, but I think it's important here because when we look at, you know, I have a saying, you won't get well until you fix the cell. You know, so then we have to dive a little deeper into that. You know, so what's going wrong today? We're bombarded with different stressors today. Electromagnetic frequencies, right? You know, my kids have been, you know, we didn't have this as kids like we have today. You know, our kids are. We have different chemicals, you know, glyphosate, etc. I mean, all these different chemicals bombarding the cell. So we have chemical stress. We have frequency, electrical stress. We have more emotional stresses. So a lot of things are happening, which then if we pull that into the cell, there's some things that happen. Now in the literature, at least with this light thing, we know that in the mitochondria, which by the way, this is why it's so broad of how it helps so many things, because now we're down into where we make energy in the cell. So in the literature, it talks about stressors cause something, and we both mentioned it's called cytochrome C, oxidase, which is called cytochrome C. And that's role, this one little thing, and its role of combining oxygen to something called NADH, right? Okay, so tell me if I'm wrong. And that role of that, combining those two things, is how, make it very simple, how we make energy, right? Through the electron transport chain, blah, blah, blah. That's how we make ATP. Mm-hmm. Well, stressors, nitric oxide, to bind to cytochrome C instead of oxygen, right? Therefore, now we don't have what we need to make ATP, and that has a dramatic effect on the energy. And something I say on the show all the time, I have my five R's of how you fix a cell. R3 is restoring cellular energy because it affects detox of the cell. It affects every possible cellular function, every function in the body. So the most basic thing is restoring cellular energy. This light does that by affecting, right? Affecting what's binding to it and how we use this, you know, to make energy. So kind of expand upon that. I don't want to lose my viewers, but I want you to understand how important this is, because there's so many stressors that are affecting this one very simple process that affects the outcome of our energy and therefore our brain function, our digestion, and all these things. So explain that a little bit.
Sure. So I think what's critical to remind people is what you're doing exactly is to remind people that health really starts at a foundational level or at a cellular level. And I think in our society, we so often get caught up into thinking of, I have this symptom, so I want to fix this symptom. And we have people that come to us all the time and they're like, hey, this is the problem I have. I want to fix this problem. And, you know, does it help with this? And we, you know, try to kind of back up a little bit, say, well, you know, just back up a little bit. So yes, there is evidence that this helps with this, but the bigger picture is here, you're providing energy that your cells need so that we can help restore cellular function. So it's difficult to tell people like the time frame of when to expect healing or for their specific health challenge and how, you know, what kind of results they'll see or a timeline, but just to help them start thinking down this path of you're restoring cellular function at, you know, the most basic level, and then health will flow from that in time. So that's really what our light is geared to do. And, you know, mentioning the science and the wavelengths, you know, the evidence is pretty clear as far as what specific wavelengths are most beneficial and how this all works. And if you look at sunlight, for example, you obviously have a broad range of wavelengths. You know, you have UV below 400 nanometers. You have infrared from wavelengths that are longer than 700 nanometers. And then you have the visible light spectrum between 400 and 700. And what they found is there's two main ranges that are the most beneficial for boosting this cellular function or this enzyme CCO or cytochrome C. And the first range is between about 660 and 670 nanometers, which is in the red spectrum. So that the combo Max device that you have, it has the red LEDs that are visible are 660 nanometers. And then the next wavelength or range that has been proven to be effective as well is between roughly 800 to 880 nanometers. And the near infrared, and that's in the near infrared spectrum, which is also used in that same device. So and the specific wavelength that we use is 850 nanometers for some various reasons, but it's basically right in the center of that peak intensity as far as how it can boost cellular function. So those wavelengths have, you know, literally hundreds of published research studies on those benefits. So as you can see on the photo that Dr. Pompa is holding up there, you have kind of a pattern of the red LEDs, and then there's some other LEDs that actually look like they're off. And the reason that is the case is
that's why I showed it, just to show you that. I don't know if you can see it, but some of them look like they're off. It's just not visible light. So you have two different wavelengths, and that's what you're describing.
Exactly. Yep. And the other kind of critical factor of why these wavelengths are so effective is they fall right in the middle of what's referred to as the near infrared window. And what the reason why that's critical is these wavelengths have the unique ability to penetrate deep into human tissue. So, for example, wavelengths that are shorter than about 600 nanometers tend to be absorbed very quickly by the blood in our tissues. And wavelengths that are longer than about 900 or 1,000 nanometers are absorbed very quickly because of moisture that's in our tissue. So because of kind of where those two graphs or those two curves come together is really why these wavelengths can penetrate more deeply. So one example I like to give of the moisture and how that absorbs the far infrared wavelengths that are we feel is more radiant heat. You know, if you're out in an intense sunshine, you can feel that radiant heat on your skin. And if a cloud passes over, the visible light outside doesn't change that dramatically, but you feel that heat getting shut off almost just like a switch. And that's because of the moisture in that cloud is blocking or essentially absorbing those longer wavelengths.
Yeah. So like I said, we showed two wavelengths here. So which ones did you target? And you targeted purposely, you kind of were talking about that. But also one of the things that, you know, Joe pointed out, because of course I said, well, what about this light? What about this light? He said, well, the energy that is put behind it matters as well. And that's something you all targeted to why your light is way more effective than most of the others on the market. So the target of the wavelength, but also the energy behind it.
Yes, that's correct. It's arguably the intensity or radiance of the light is arguably the most important factor. You know, you can have all the correct wavelengths you want, but if there isn't enough power behind it, it's you know, essentially going to be useless for this type of benefit. So for those reasons, for example, if you take a light such as a near infrared heat lamp that has a broad spectrum of wavelengths, technically some of those would be in these healing or correct wavelengths, but because of the intensity is so low, they're essentially useless for that purpose. And that's really why we designed our devices using LEDs, because you can give a very targeted power at these most effective wavelengths. So the units for irradiance, for example, are given in milliwatts per square centimeter, and that can be used to calculate a total energy delivered in joules per square centimeter. And if you look at the clinical literature on the research studies for different health challenges, you'll see ranges from the total energy anywhere from 5 joules per square centimeter up to even over 100 joules per square centimeter for deeper tissue benefits. And that's where I think our light really is set apart from other devices on the market. So with the Max light that you've got, it's delivering 100 milliwatts per square centimeter at about 6 inches away from the light, which equates to about 6 joules per minute. So with a 10 minute session, you're able to get 60 joules per square centimeter, which is, you know, a very significant dosage. And I think that's really why we're getting the results that we are with our customers, and the feedback and the help that they're getting is because they're able to get a significant dosage.
And just as a follow-up, Dr. Pompa, those two things, those two sort of characteristics were really probably the first two that we tried to optimize for, is wavelengths and then power intensity, or irradiance is really the best metric to use. And I would just encourage anyone that's watching or listening to this, if they're looking at light therapy devices and they want to begin to incorporate this type of therapy into their daily routine, make sure those, you know, you're looking for those two metrics or those two characteristics. Most companies get the wavelengths right for the most part, but it's the power, it's the intensity. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of manufacturers that aren't transparent with that number. That's one of the things where we try to, you know, we provide, you know, up front, is because it's so important. And the analogy is, you know, if you've got a water jug and you're trying to drink, you know, a fair amount of water each day, and you go fill it up in the morning with a drippy faucet. Well, you can accomplish the goal and fill up your water jug, but it's going to take an hour or 2 hours. And so, what most people just don't have the time for that. And so,
That's what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can be in front of it 10 minutes, you know, and for the skinny, 5 minutes. You have different products at different price points. Talk about that. I'm going to have you talk about that. I have some background noise I got to take care of here. It's something running here. So tell them the products and the different price points. And,
sure.
That's going to be important to people. Then make sure we give the affiliate link as well.
Yeah, sure. So we've got three different sizes of products. All of the components are the same. And so you can get each size with the same wavelength configurations and multiple options. So starting with the sizes first, we've got ease of use, I guess, or ease, you know, it's the easiest thing to remember is small, medium, and large. So we call our smallest device the mini. We call our medium-sized device the original, and then our largest device the max device. And so just for practical comparisons, Justin and I are about the same height, about 5'10". All of our devices are designed to hang from a door, so it allows for convenient use and storage. But with that mini device, it will treat from my head to just below my shoulders or so, something like that. The original device, the next size up from there, will treat from my head to about my mid-thigh or so, so about two-thirds of my body. And then our largest device, the Max, that's really a true full body treatment. It will treat from, you know, the top of my head down to, you know, basically about above my ankle. And so it's a true full body treatment. And so really that's really the only differences between the three models is the three sizes. Now, the first two I mentioned, the mini and the original, come with an adjustable pulley device that you can, when hanging from a door, you can adjust the height. So if you're using that medium sized device, and I wanted to treat kind of my upper two thirds of my body, and then I wanted to treat, you know, the rest of my, you know, my legs, I just simply, you know, use that pulley device to lower the device while hanging from a door. It's a pretty simple fix. And so beyond the three sizes, then there's the different wavelength configurations. And so it's relatively simple. There's three different options. a wavelength configuration that delivers all red light. So all the LEDs are delivering red light at 660 nanometers. The other option would be all near infrared. So all the LEDs are delivering near infrared light at 850 nanometers. And then
remind them the difference of those. Like, this is better for skin, this is better for deep.
Yeah, exactly. So all red is great, primarily for skin health. That's not to say that it's not good for, you know, for deeper tissues, but the majority of that energy at that wavelength is being absorbed by your dermis and epidermis. And so it's great for if you're just kind of looking to optimize for skin health. The all near infrared is almost the exact opposite. The majority of that light energy is penetrating deeper into your tissues. And so that's why sort of we came out with that combination configuration of both. It's literally a 50-50 split between red and near infrared light. And that's by far and away our most popular configuration, primarily because it provides a lot of versatility in terms of both superficial and deep penetration of that light. And if people are going to invest in a device, most want sort of the versatility that comes with both of those wavelengths. And so that by far and away is our most popular configuration. That's the one that you're using, Dr. Pompa. Same thing with Dr. Mercola and Ben, of course, Ben Greenfield that you mentioned earlier. And so that's the one that Justin and I both use on a daily basis as well. And so it's definitely our most popular by far.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the other ones are popular, like, I mean, it's fantastic practice. The little one, about $600. I mean, you can, you know, use that in the red frequency and just, you know, amazing for that. I'm sure you sell a heck of a lot of those for that reason alone.
Yeah. Our smallest device on that point is the Juve Mini. And that's actually, even though our devices are kind of primarily designed to hang from a door, you don't necessarily have to use it in that fashion. And so like our mini device is, it's definitely smaller. It's a lot more portable. And so a lot of our customers will take it with them. They'll if they've got a plug in by the couch or something, or maybe even in bed and they've got a kind of a, they're dealing with a hip issue or maybe a knee issue, they'll just have the device kind of by their side and they'll treat themselves in that sort of fashion as well. And so that smallest device is a little bit more portable.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Well, Meredith, I know you have a lot of questions because, this is something you need.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try it. I'm really excited to try it. Of course, I have a lot of questions. And just wondering, I kind of have some questions as far as implementation, like practically, and then just kind of more on the mechanism of action too. But I know, like on the show, for example, we talk a lot about the gut-brain-skin connection. And Dr. Pompa, you said, one of the doctors who's staying with you is having, just a down day emotionally, and I know, physically too, that really lifted him up. So can you talk a little bit more about how the light, when it hits our skin, affects our brain and even our microbiome?
Sure. Yeah, there's definitely studies that have shown that there's cognitive benefits as also reducing stress. So by reducing that oxidative stress levels in the body, you can really help a person calm down and relax. That's a common theme. If you read through our reviews tab from our customers, you'll notice that many customers do report those types of benefits where, they've had a long day at work and they get home and are, able to use the device for a treatment, and they can feel the difference of their body being able to relax and let go of that stress. And it's really by the body being able to take that energy in. It's similar to, if you're on vacation and you're on the beach and you're on the sand relaxing and absorbing the sun's rays, it's a very calming effect, and so that's a common benefit that people report for sure.
Is that similar to, like, for those who have seasonal affective disorder and use light therapy in the winter, is that similar, or are those devices a little bit different?
So there has been research showing benefits for seasonal affective disorder for photobiomodulation with the wavelengths that we use. Some of the more traditional therapies maybe have used UV wavelengths, but there absolutely is research showing benefits with red and near infrared as well. So they're very critical wavelengths that are in sunlight, and it's certainly something that people that struggle with that those types of disorders will typically notice benefits from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know all of you say, so you're using it daily. Is that something that, you know, do you need to use it daily to see results? Could you use it maybe once or twice a week to see results? And I'm just kind of wondering about what that looks like for those of us who want to get a unit, want to maybe using it every day would be a little bit too much for our schedule. And also like the best time of day to use it, if you could speak to both of those.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different benefits that it kind of really depends on what specific health challenges people are looking to treat. So, for example, for skin health, collagen production, for example, the benefits that are shown in the clinical studies are typically over 8 to 12 weeks, because it just takes time for that collagen to be boosted and then notice the benefits from that. And typically those studies are doing treatments at least 4 to 5 times a week. So we recommend that our customers do it daily, because the consistency is critical so that they can see the results. Many people that use it for different benefits, such as muscle recovery, for example, they'll notice the results literally after doing a treatment, yeah, you know, one or two times.
I do. Yeah. If I can really crush a muscle group, work out hard where normally I'd be sore, and I'll use it on that particular, like right into it. For example, my chest yesterday, I was like, man, I hadn't done it in a while, no doubt I'd be sore. I did it twice, and I barely, if any, have soreness, you know, and I know it's because of that.
Very cool.
Yeah. And on that note, Dr. Pompa, that's actually, you know, forced us to sort of, you know, change the way we position this device as well. I mean, we're still fundamentally believers that, you know, this should be incorporated into a daily routine for optimal cellular health. And I know you guys are actively promoting that's your thing, which we wholeheartedly agree with. But in addition to that, it's interesting. We've gotten a lot more inbound response from professional athletes. You know, you mentioned, you know, someone like Ben Greenfield. And it's a pretty broad range. I mean, everyone from professional hockey players to we're now, you know, the New York Giants, working with the New York Giants football team. And primarily because those types of athletes, or if you're, you know, if you're active fitness enthusiasts like yourself, you'll notice the results so much faster post-training or post-recovery than if you were just using it for skin health. Skin health, those benefits related to skin health typically take a little bit longer to see. You know, things like the reduction of wrinkles, the reduction of age spots, et cetera. Some of that has to do with the fact that we just look at ourselves every day in the mirror. So it's just harder to notice those more subtle changes. But sure enough, it truly does work for skin health. It just takes a little bit longer to see those types of changes. Yeah. Whereas, you know, with the reduction of joint pain, when it comes to muscle recovery, those, you know, even increased testosterone, people tend to notice those changes, you know, pretty quickly.
I can tell you I do. And it's like, yeah, I mean, honestly, and those, you know, even the energy, you can notice that like immediately, which is you know, really cool. You know, most of my doctors watch this show, if not all of them, and many others. And, you know, I believe today, because of these multiple stressors, this is a tool that needs to be in every office. I mean, every office, give yourself an advantage, for goodness sakes. You know, if some, you know, your patients may not be able to, you know, afford one of these amazing units for whatever reason, but my gosh, it's like, put it in your office. I mean, 5-10 minutes, you know, you put them in front of this light. I promise you, your results are going to go through the roof, because this, like I said, this is a biohack into the mitochondria. And I think with the exposures of all these different stressors, you know, add the electromagnetic frequencies and the light, et cetera. You know, I mean, come on. It's like, this is a no brainer.
Right. And you
today that we need.
Yeah. And you nailed the, in terms of the mechanism of action, you nailed it earlier with respect to the ability for these specific wavelengths to sort of break that bond between nitric oxide and cytochrome C oxidase inducing healthy cellular function. And when most people think about nitric oxide, they may think that's great. And it is at the right levels, but too much of a free radical, just like any other free radical, too much of it's not good. And so, you know, these specific wavelengths sort of induce that cellular healthy cellular function, allow cytochrome C oxidase to induce ATP synthase, which is a precursor to ATP. But if you just think about that and inducing normal cellular function, increasing ATP, the benefits are so wide ranging, kind of as we discussed before. And that's why we kind of fundamentally, you know, think it's ideal to incorporate it into your daily routine if at all possible. just you know, even for proactive or prophylactic reasons.
No doubt. With the bombardment and all these, all the light, and it's a tool everyone needs. Mm-hmm. Honestly, go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, just, well, speaking of daily routine too, I'm thinking kind of from that ancestral health perspective, you know, we want to get sunlight first thing in the morning to positively impact our circadian rhythm. So is the best time of the day to use the unit in the morning?
I'd say it's most closely mimics sunlight both in the morning hours and as well as in the evening, because you're getting a high dosage of the near infrared in both of those timeframes without much UV. So I'd say those are the two common time periods that make the most sense. You know, if there's a day where it's, you know, very cloudy, you know, it's very difficult to get morning sunlight, you know, then maybe that's an optimal time to use that as part of your morning routine. You know, conversely, if you're had a, you know, a strong workout that day, you know, to follow up your workout with that, whether that's in the evening, or to kind of help you relax and calm down in the evening. It's, you know, obviously sunsets have a lot of natural red light in them, and you tend to get a lot more near infrared wavelengths in the evening as well. So I think probably the evening would be maybe the go-to time frame, but I think either one can definitely have benefits.
Well, you know what, what does this show on sleep? Because I was afraid, like Meredith, I was thinking maybe this isn't the best thing to do in the evening. However, I wanted to do it because I had a hard workout, you know, and I wanted to, so I did it. And I noticed that I actually went into a massive deep sleep that night. So are there studies on sleep on that note?
There is, you know, one in particular was conducted on, it's not a huge study in terms of the number of patients that were involved or the participants that were involved, but there was a group of, I believe 10 Chinese basketball players or professional basketball players in China. They were, that utilized the same wavelengths that we deliver through our devices, and the qualitative measures that were used, with respect to sleep were drastically increased when used before bed or before, you know, at nighttime. So I know, Justin, you use it quite a bit before night. It's something I tend to use it more in the morning, but it's probably something that I might even experiment with, that, you know, that treatment algorithm a little bit and start to incorporate it more at night for, you know, to help induce better sleep.
Interesting. And I'm just wondering too, I mean, it sounds amazing and I definitely want to try it, but are there contraindications? Are there conditions out there, people who would not be good candidates for this type of therapy?
Sure. Well, that's a great question. And, you know, one that we get, you know, asked often, and, you know, that's really the great thing about photobiomodulation is there really are no adverse side effects to be concerned about. There's probably a few, I guess, gray areas you could call them. You know, for example, for pregnancy, there, you know, there hasn't really been any established research proving that it's, you know, safe for pregnancy, and for that reason, it's probably best for people to consult with their physician. But you know, in talking with Dr. Michael Hamblin, who serves in an advisory role with Juve, he's a researcher at Harvard and has himself participated in over 300 published clinical studies using photobiomodulation. You know, he feels quite strongly that it would be beneficial for both the mother and the baby during pregnancy. But, you know, kind of to err on the side of caution, that's probably one you'd maybe want to check with your physician. But, you know, by and large, there really are no contraindications. You know, the common question regarding eyesight has already been brought up. You know, that's a question that we get because, especially with the red LEDs, they are quite bright, you know, perhaps even uncomfortably bright for people when they first start out. And so that's something that we've obviously done a significant amount of research with Dr. Hamblin and wanted to verify that, you know, those wavelengths are indeed safe, and they actually have been proven for many different types of eye health benefits, whether it's eyesight or even reversing degenerative eye disorders. So those wavelengths are beneficial for your eyes. You know, what I always tell people, you can start with your eyes closed during a treatment and then just kind of gradually open them as they adjust to the intensity of the light.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so no tanning bed goggles do we need?
No. Yeah, it's, you get used to it, honestly. But, you know, one of the studies that I had read was, and I think this is significant, especially as we age, we start losing capillary blood flow. Mm-hmm. One of the things that these wavelengths do is it helps capillary formation. You actually start making new capillaries, which is massive, because as you age, you lose this capillary blood flow, which is like 74% of the blood flow. That's the flow going into your tissues that we want to rejuvenate, keep young, and you know, all these cells, they need blood flow. You know, talk a little bit about that, because that's a big thing. They kind of get swept away under the rug.
It is, you know, some of the research that I've done that I think that plays into why this this type of therapy is so effective. There's a book by Gerald Pollack on the fourth phase of water that speaks to kind of the interaction of light and water in our cells, and part of what drives these functions in terms of blood flow and capillary function are it's really an electromagnetic process. And what light basically does is it can basically induce a charge. And, you know, without getting overly technical, you basically are able to help push this blood flow through your body by giving it this energy in the form of light. And your cells are able to absorb that, and specifically the water in our cells basically forms a charge because of that light. So it's definitely fascinating. I think we're just on the cusp of really the tip of the iceberg of really beginning to understand how these processes work.
Yeah. And another question that often comes up is with respect to cancer. Is this safe for folks that are dealing with cancer? And obviously we're not practitioners, so we try to direct people to, or encourage people to, you know, go to their trusted health provider. But, you know, Dr. Pompa, you probably know most practitioners and, you know, that practice Western medicine, allopathic medicine, are not going to be aware of a lot of these, you know, therapies that are backed by legit science. They're just not, you know, they didn't learn about them, and, you know, when they went to the med school. And so we point to them, you know, the clinical data, you know, the published clinical literature that's out there, and then obviously encourage them to go to their, you know, their trusted practitioner. But cancer is another one of those areas that it's that just like pregnancy, it's going to be hard to study that patient population. It's going to be hard to enroll patients with cancer and with respect to light therapy. But there is some early evidence that suggests that it's actually, you know, it's beneficial in terms of stimulating your immune function, which at the end of the day, that's critical, you know, when you're dealing with cancerous cells. But the evidence is still a little bit unclear. It looks to be pretty positive early on, but again, it's one of those ones that we try to show them the published data and then encourage them to talk with, you know, their trusted physician.
One of the things that, you know, myself, as you know, well as most of the doctors that I train, we get a lot of people with unexplainable symptoms, diseases, conditions, right? And their guts are so wrecked that it's hard to get cellular nutrition in them. Mm-hmm. This is a way, right? It's like, this is a way we can get so-called cellular nutrition in them by bypassing these mechanisms. I mean, this is a way to affect the mitochondria. It doesn't matter how wrecked your gut is, and arguably it's working on those cells as well. So, you know, I mean, you know, it is remarkable. And I think that you guys are just so ahead with this device. I know you are. I've looked at, I've tried all the different units. I have little handheld near infrareds. I go in here, I probably have four different devices, but you know, by far your device here, the Juvelight, blows them away. And it's a combination from everything we're saying, right? What about the distance? You know, I mean, you said 6 inches for the skin, 10 inches for deep, you know, I mean, you know, or even up to 12 inches, I guess. I guess going too far away limits it. But what about, like, I mean, is 6 inches better for the skin than 10? I mean, kind of talk about that.
Sure. Well, it's really just a function of the intensity of the light and how that varies over distance. So with the intensity of the light, if you're 6 inches away, you're getting about 100 milliwatts per square centimeter, which equates to about 6 joules per minute. And if you increase that distance to 12 inches, for example, that's going to go down to about 80 milliwatts. And, you know, if you're up to 2 feet, you know, now it's down to around, you know, 50 milliwatts or less. Correct. So it would basically takes longer. So, you know, typically for a deep tissue treatment and overall optimal health, we would recommend, you know, being at that 6 to 8 inches, just because you'll get a higher dosage and you're going to get results, you know, in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Meredith. Oh, Yeah, I'm just thinking too of those who have like super inflammatory conditions where, you know, their body's producing a lot of heat. Are these lights producing heat as well, where it would just be kind of like hot on hot as far as temperature goes?
It heats you up internally. Like I kind of get a little sweat going, but on the surface, I can touch that. I'm telling you by personal experience, and I don't get burned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the light itself does not get very warm at all, and the radiant heat that it's delivered is quite low. You know, it's probably similar to sunlight on maybe a 70, 75 degree day. It's not real intense. It's much different than longer wavelengths. You know, if, as I mentioned previously, if your wavelengths that are longer than 1,000 nanometers are going to feel much more like a radiant heat. You know, even infrared saunas, for example, are typically using wavelengths that are 3,000 nanometers or longer. And those are really where you're going to feel the radiant heat from. But in terms of inflation and reducing inflammation with these wavelengths, that's really something that has a significant amount of research that's been conducted as a benefit. So, you know, for people that are having inflammation in a joint or even in muscles, these wavelengths are able to reduce that without delivering much heat. So it's quite different than sauna therapy, for example.
Yeah, far infrared. You know, that's why it's so hot. And that's the point. So
awesome. Yeah. So I'm excited. Can't wait to try it. All right. Can you guys hear me? Okay. The little echoing. All right. So, well, we liked it. Well, maybe though, before I jump in and ask the final question, if you're listening, if you're watching, you want to try a device yourself, go to getjoove.com. That's getjoove.com. And you can check out all the three different devices we talked about with the different wavelengths. Choose one that's going to work for you and it's going to be customized for your condition. You can work with your practitioner to figure that out. But so wanted to mention that, but to kind of conclude, unless you have anything else, Dr. Pompa, I was going to ask our final question.
No, that's it. Go ahead. Fire away.
All right. So Scott and Justin, so can you share three takeaways for our viewers and listeners on improving their cellular health? So it could be in terms of the red light therapy or whatever you'd like to share with our viewers.
Sure. I would say, first of all, is just starting to think about the light that you're exposing your body and even your eyes to throughout the day. So the more natural light that you can get in sunlight in the morning is particularly, I think, is critical. And for those of us, if it's tricky to get that into your schedule and you need more to supplement that, I think that's where photobiomodulation can really come in and provide a great resource to help our bodies get the amount of light that we need. I would say the second one, if I was going to point to something, would be to really and it's something that I know, Dr. Pompa, you're well versed in and have given quite a bit of information to your audience, is just reducing and really being aware of your exposure to non-native EMF fields. So by limiting your exposure to you know, cellular wavelengths, even electrical wavelengths from proximity to different devices, those are really put a strain or a drain on your cellular health that can provide a real challenge for your body to overcome.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, Justin and I are experimenting with a lot of these same sort of, you know, hacks, if you want to call them that. But, you know, one other one that I'd probably add is just, you know, and Dr. Mercola, actually, his most recent book was on the concept of not just, you know, I think it's the title is Fat is Food, or I think I'm getting that correct. Fat for Fuel, I'm sorry. You know, he's a big believer in, and it has brought forth the concept of, you know, cyclical ketosis. And I think there's been so much people that have that have sort of brought ketosis to the forefront, but if it's not cyclical in nature, you may not get the same sort of benefits. So, you know, that yeah. Concept, as well as some of the stuff that you know, that Art Devaney is producing with respect to inducing autophagy, and that kind of arena is fascinating to me as well. So that's another one that I'm you know, continuing to explore.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a concept of that to Joe, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, I call it diet variation and feast famine cycles.
Yeah,
I mean, I brought that concept to him on a walk. You know, he gives me but I helped write that chapter
mm-hmm.
in Joe's book, and Yeah, Joe's gracious and, you know, gives me a lot of credit for that. So
I thought I listened to an interview where you guys discussed that, where he would, you know, you'd sort of like, you know, given some early ideas or concepts to him for that book. But I think that, that idea, like you just said, of feast or famine, I think that will probably even become that much more prevalent as guys like yourself and, you know, other, you know, other physicians that are, you know, have a large audience that are promoting these types of, you know, these types of concepts. I think that that'll become probably the next, you know, you're ahead of it.
I
mean, next
I think week. So, because everyone, you go to the low carb events, everyone's just been in low carb for years at that point. I'm like, no, you've got to change it. You know, no culture ever stayed in that ketotic state. You know, you have to cycle it. No doubt about it. And, you know, mimicking feast famine cycles forces an adaptation that does cause autophagy. It causes a hormone optimization at the cell, you know, and again, you know, it's not rocket science. I'm just looking at these ancient cultures, which I, you know, had a, you know, no doubt been blessed to be able to visit some of them and go, wait a minute, you know, this is what we need to emulate right here, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, great interview, guys. I mean, great product. You know, I can't wait to help get it out to the world to you, you know, so appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity. It was great to thanks for allowing us to be part of the program here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your product fits in with our program. I'll tell you what, this is cellular health at its finest and at its core.
Yeah, no doubt.
Awesome. Yeah, another amazing tool in our cellular healing toolbox. And I wanted to mention episode 157 is the episode on diet variation. And that was a great show where Dr. Pompa breaks down how to incorporate those feast famine cycles into your routine and into your kind of regime for health. So just wanted to mention that. But I cannot wait to try Juve. I know so many of you out there, listeners, viewers, want to try this product. So getjuve.com if you want to check it out. And thanks, Scott and Justin. We're so glad to have you on to explain the science. We'll look forward to having you at our event coming up in a few months. And thanks, Dr. Pompa, as always. So great show. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.